He previously said, which always causes us to triumph. Now he says, in every place, indicating that every place and every moment are filled with the apostles' efforts. He also uses another metaphor, that of the sweet aroma. For just as those who carry perfume, so are we, he says, manifest to all, denoting knowledge as an invaluable perfume. However, he didn't just say knowledge, but the aroma of knowledge, for such is the nature of current knowledge, not crystal clear or exposed. Hence why he also said in the prior epistle, for now we see in a mirror darkly. 1 Cor 12, and here he addresses that which is such a aroma. Now whoever perceives the aroma knows that there's perfume somewhere, but its essence is unknown unless he has seen it before. So it is with us. We know that God exists, but his nature is yet unknown to us. We are then, as it were, a royal incense burner, spreading wherever we go the heavenly perfume and the spiritual sweet aroma. Now he said this, simultaneously to illustrate the power of preaching, showing that by the very plans formed against them, they outshine their persecutors, who let the whole world know both their victories and their sweet aroma, and to encourage them in their sufferings and trials to bear all with courage, seeing that even before the reward, they reap this indescribable glory.